The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The Pharisees approached Jesus and asked, "Is it lawful for a husband to divorce his wife?" They were testing him. He said to them in reply, "What did Moses command you?" They replied, "Moses permitted a husband to write a bill of divorce and dismiss her." But Jesus told them, "Because of the hardness of your hearts, he wrote you this commandment. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, no human being must separate." In the house, the disciples again questioned Jesus about this. He said to them, "Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Good morning. So obviously, the readings today, the first and the Gospel readings, are all about man and woman and marriage. So again, whatever I say to you today, please make sure that this is not my teaching. This is what the Bible, the Word of God, is saying. For example, male and female. Marriage is about between a man and a woman. And the purpose of marriage is not simply because they love each other, but because continuity, procreation, children. So obviously, a man and a woman can naturally produce children, while a so-called marriage between two men or two women cannot naturally produce children. So even though the children are very much part of the family or the marriage, one must make sure that the husband and the wife become one, because that is what they are meant to be. Sad to say, there are some families who concentrate too much on the children and that they forget about themselves. And that is wrong. Make sure that both of you understand that you are meant to be together. Your children, yes, you love them, but what? After 18 years old, get out of here. Well, not exactly, because in some cultures now, I think even now here in America, children are coming back to their parents, even though they're old, because it's cheaper to live with their parents than to be alone. But the point is, husband and wife, you are meant to be together. Also, remember the teaching of the church is this, that the husband is like Christ, and the wife is like the church. Meaning what? The husband willing to die for the church. He forget about himself. He forgot about himself. And out of love for the church, he suffered willingly to do anything for the church, for the salvation of the church. And the wife, being the church, should what? Be able to see her husband like Christ. Meaning what? That you can trust your husband. That is why, again, some people don't like it. Wives, be submissive to your husband. Some people don't like it. If you cannot see your husband like we see Christ, we are the church, yes? And we what? What do? We submit ourselves to Christ. Why? Because he died for us. Because we trust him. We have total confidence in Christ. If a wife cannot do that to her husband, or if a girlfriend or then there's something wrong with the relationship. There should be trust. That Christ trusted that the church will be together, be one in glorifying his name, obey his commandments. Again, not out of control, but out of love. Same thing with the wife. No? With the husband, I mean. That he will do anything and everything to please, to love, to serve the wife. Again, I told you before that there are some husbands who are not meant to marry because they don't see the wife or the woman as an equal. Bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. And that is why it's sad to say we have what we call in the church annulments. Do you know, again, I hope I told you already, big difference between annulment and divorce. We can never believe in divorce, because divorce simply means there is a marriage and they break the marriage. While annulment is what? There was never a marriage. It may seem like a marriage, but there was never real marriage because of a lack of consent, they call it. Meaning what? There's something wrong with the consent given while during that marriage vows. If you have wrong idea, limited idea, personal idea, selfish motive for getting married. For example, again, when a woman, for example, marries a man because she was pregnant, and that was the priority. Oh, it's a shame. Out of shame for society, a woman would marry a man, or a man would marry a woman. You are not marrying for the right reason. Yes, you may have the good intention, but it is not for the right reason. Because you're supposed to be married because you love each other and that you are prepared. Or for example, like again, out of let's say, sad to say, this is happening. Some people would come to me and say, Father, I'd like to marry this woman. Why? Because he or she will be deployed or going abroad, and we would like to get married before they are deployed. Relax. Why are you in a hurry? Oh, no, Father, I can't live without her or with him. Come on. You know, you can still breathe here. So when people rush things, when people rush getting married. So my dear friends, annulment for us, we accept, because there are sadly many who got divorced can be annulled, because from the very beginning, it was not meant for them to be together, because one or two of them had a shaky, doubtful, deceitful consent. What is the saying? It takes two to tango, yes? So, even if one was sincere in marrying this person, but if the other one was not, can there be marriage? No, I'm sorry. Again, people got angry at the church. Father, I went there sincere in the marriage. Why did the church annul our marriage? Because the other partner was not sincere. But I was, I'm sorry. If both of you was not sincere, ready, prepared, willing, and completely mature in commitment, then there can be no marriage. So it's difficult, really. It's difficult because marriage for us is a sacrament. Huh? Please remember that. Unlike other religions, they don't care about the sanctity of marriage. Remember, it is God himself who said, what God has put together, let no man put asunder. Of course, in our case, in annulments, we are trying to prove that it was never meant, it was never God's will for you guys, for those who are filing for annulment, for you guys to be together because of the consent. Again, the problem with becoming one is that if you are very selfish, if you would like to be in control, if you don't respect each other, if you don't care about willingness to change, then how can there become one? Again, there are some people, or some, again, this is, I don't know if you agree, women have this Prince Charming mentality. Do you know what the Prince Charming mentality means? Meaning what? Sometimes they marry not accepting the real person, but what the person she thinks should be. You know, Prince Charming mentality. I said, oh, no, he's going to change according to my expectation. I'm going to change him. Women, girl, you don't do that. If your guy is a mess right now, that's what you get. You know, don't expect him or to change. That's the package. And but don't marry him because of what he can be or what he might be. No. See, that's why there are, sad to say, there are many divorces, because people get married for the wrong reason. It's like having your own brothers and sisters. Whether you like it or not, that's who he is. That's who they are. You cannot change them. If they change, they change for themselves, not for you. So my dear friends, I can talk and talk and talk about marriage. My goodness, it took us 2 years to talk about marriage. No? But the point is, it's challenging. It's beautiful, but it's challenging. For example, like what, again, when I hear man's best friend is a dog. No. Again, in the Bible it says what? No animal is a suitable partner for the man. No animal. That is why he created the woman. Only a woman is suitable to be a partner for life for the man, not his dog. So if your husband loves his dog more than you, there's something wrong with that. Oh yeah. Again, this is not my teaching, you know. Some of you are nuts, you know. They love their dogs more than their wife or their husband or their children. Again, dogs are nice. Father Ryan, a few days ago, brought a small puppy and wanted me to ask my permission if we can have a puppy. And I told him over my dead body. Unless you feed him, unless if it barks, it goes to your room, or if it poos, you pick up the whatever and then everything in your room. If not, if he barks, out. If he poos, out. So, no. But again, that's why. Why? Because my priority is not to waste my time on the dog. My priority is to deal with Father Ryan, to deal with people, and I have no time for animals. Animals are nice pets, but I don't want to waste my time on them. I don't know about you, because some of you, my goodness, are so addicted to animals, to the point that human relationship is affected. I have my own uncle who was the bishop. He was so pro-animal, he placed plates on the dining table and have his cats. I said, the heck with that? I said, and then with dealing with people, he was so grumpy all the time, angry all the time, but with animals, hello, nuts. So how about you, husband and wife? Are you continuing to become one? Second, are we continuing to be one with Jesus? Remember, huh? Christ said, whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against the husband. And my point is, if by chance some of you have remarried and are not yet married in the church, you better do something about it. Because right now, anybody here who are not married in the church because of the previous marriage, you are committing adultery. And adultery is what? A mortal sin? Yes. So being your priest, please help me, or please allow me to help you to fix it. Because if not, you can say to God, Lord, I love you, I want to go to heaven, but I won't do anything to change my situation. Please, don't do that. It's not me who said that. You are committing adultery if you are living with a husband or with a wife and you are not married in the church, because that is still not yet a sacrament. Again, my concern is the salvation of your souls. If I don't say this, then I am not doing my job. And I would like everyone here, of course, first to work on their marriage. And for those previous marriage, let's fix it so that everybody here will go to heaven.